It is 49 now, 700 WLW. Love talking to this woman from Local 12. Liz, we somehow missed you in the last, yesterday, on a normal spot, but we have you today.
What's going on, kid? I'm so sorry about that. I did miss you, and it was completely my fault, and I, you know, that feeling of just loss and how bad you feel? So I'm trying to make it up in double the love today for you.
Liz?
Yeah.
Not good enough. What was the reason? Why weren't you on yesterday? I don't want to jump your chicken like I jumped Crumlin's egg. But what was the deal?
Okay, so I got pulled into this meeting to work on something with a story that was about to air that could have had the station sued. And I needed to get that fixed before it went to air. And all of a sudden, that happened right before I was supposed to call you guys. And I thought, it'll just be a minute. And then it was like downhill from there.
So wait a minute. Was it a report that you were about to give?
It was a promo that was about to run for a report that I was going to give. And I needed to pay close attention to what was getting said and what wasn't.
So don't be going on this show and start getting all reckless.
Uh-huh, I know. Well, you know, they say that in reporting, you're probably not doing your job if you're not getting sued. But you don't go into it going, we're going to get sued for that.
You get in trouble?
No, unfortunately, it hadn't aired yet. I was just paying really close attention to something, and I thought, I better go ask the they'd sent me a script, and I was like, I really need to see that before it airs. And it's an investigation that you're going to be seeing where they did some stuff on cars in the next few days, and car seats, more specifically.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, and some of the stuff that, you know, CBS News did the initial investigation, but I'm doing a kind of a local follow-up. We took it to some experts at Children's Hospital, and it, you know, kind of just says there's some really good things you need to know before you put your kid in the car.
Okay, well, let's hear about this company, so I'll judge you whether you're going to get sued or not. I want to be a lawyer at one time.
No, I haven't aired the story yet. Can't go to that one. I got a better one for you today.
Okay. What do you got?
In time for Thanksgiving, we know how to get rid of your turkey neck. Not your turkey neck, but, you know, theoretically.
I'm starting to get a little bit of a waddle here as I get older. How do you get rid of that?
It's really interesting. Just approved by the FDA, and you can go to my Facebook page at local12.com. I got the proof. There is a new product on the market called Kybella. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
It is a fat melter. Literally will melt the fat under the skin, under the chin in 6 weeks. And then just like a French fry, your body absorbs the fat, excretes it out, and it gets rid of the double chin.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Okay. No, I didn't either.
So,
no, I know. Listen to this. Okay. It's made of something called deoxycholic acid. And, I worked with one of the physicians, one of the facial guys in Norwood. His name is Mendelson, and he let me follow a patient, and she was real upset because she'd been standing up in weddings and, like, could notice her chin before anything else. And I've started looking at people. I actually think more guys will probably go for this than women, I have to tell you, because it's not for skin. It's really for fat. It's when, like, that you just get that puff under the chin, but every other part of you really looks pretty good. And what it does is you take tiny little injections, you put it under there, and then it kind of just literally is like the same bile acid that's in your liver that normally breaks down and emulsifies fat.
This could be a home run, Liz. Oh, I mean, this is a big deal. Could this work on a FUPA?
Right. That's okay. It seemed to me it would work on other parts of the body as well. No?
This is really interesting. They started using some of this stuff on, like, little bits of ab fat to see, like, if it would get reabsorbed by the body. And now the Food and Drug Administration has said this product is safe for under the chin. I do expect we will see it in greater use in other parts of the body with the fat bulges. I also want to tell you, though, if this isn't your thing, it's $1,200 a pop usually for a treatment. And once it's gone, it's gone. You might need more than one treatment. Once it's gone, it won't come back unless you gain a lot of weight, because fat cells can still be there and stretch out. But did you know that you can actually exercise the fat under your chin?
God, Liz, you're just throwing things. I don't believe you.
Yes, what? You can. All right,
how do you do that?
Okay. Yeah. There are people in their cars now who are going to be like, okay, I'm going to do this. If you just literally right now, wherever you're sitting in your car, keep your eyes on the road, look up and literally push your chin forward. Feel that right there? Yeah. So if you actually stretch the chin up and stretch the body back and do that every day. I'm not kidding you. I do these things on the floor. Listen to me. I do these things on the floor called fire hydrants. You know what a dog does at a fire hydrant? And you actually put your leg out to the side for those. But if you stretch your leg back and stretch your chin up at the same time, I do those every day, and they exercise your neck. I'm not kidding you. They really do. By the way, did you ever see a bodybuilder with a double chin? No.
That's because they watch what they eat.
Right.
Yes, they watch what they eat,
diet.
But they also strengthen their core. Do you ever try to lift your legs, like when you're laying flat on your back, and just hold them there and lift your head up at the same time?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Legless.
Yeah, legless.
Hey,
your
Liz, hold your water here. You're starting to sound like this guy. You're all wound
your
up.
Core.
What's going on here?
Well, I don't like to be challenged when you say you can't do exercises for the fat under your chin. I'm a personal trainer, babe. We work on these things. This is what we do. So I'm
okay. Wait a minute. Let me ask you. Let's go back to the under the chin and whatever you're applying. What company makes this drug?
Well, it's being put out right now by Allergan. They've just acquired another. You want to know that for stock reasons?
A little bit.
Yeah.
No insider trading, eh?
Sorry. No, it's public knowledge now. They've just acquired this company because it was going to be a big splash, and I've kind of been waiting for it because I was hearing about it. And they actually just acquired this company, so now they're rolling it out. Cincinnati is one of the second places to have it. They expect to have it kind of everywhere soon.
Liz, I'll tell you where that would be great, maybe underneath your arm. You know, on the tricep. You know how you get that kind of wobble a little bit?
Waddle thing.
Do you know that I just read the National Plastic Surgery Association said that that is one of the number one plastic surgeries they do right now, that they get to get rid of arm flab so that you don't wave goodbye for, like, you know, after you're gone.
Right.
And I think some of that's hereditary in some people because I've seen even skinny people with it.
Right.
But you know what works for those? Push-ups.
Tricep pull,
push-ups. I'm telling you, I do lady-style push-ups, and they still work. The back of the arm flab, I do not want. And when sleeveless things came in style, I up to the push-ups, baby.
Do you ever notice, notice how Liz is talking down to us? Who do you think you're talking to, Liz? You're talking about two guys that are physically fit.
I know that.
And the number one show in the region, physically fit specimens.
I know that, and that's why people always say to me, I hear you all the time on Eddie and Tracy. Oh, I'm so sorry. You have to deal with them. I actually feel honored to be on the show with two really in-shape guys at the number one show in the region, I want you to know. Kybella, baby. Buy stock in it or put it under your chin or whatever you want to do, and if not, do the push-ups, do the leg lifts, do the back extensions. It works. Just in time for Thanksgiving, we had to be talking turkey neck. You knew that. You knew that. By the way, if you go to my Facebook page at local12.com, I got a story on you can see the difference in the Kybella. You don't believe me, I'll make a believer
this
out of
good.
You.
This is good stuff,
Well,
Liz.
We appreciate it. Liz,
I like
bonus.
I love you. You're perfect. Don't ever change. Bye.
Thank you.